All right, the next activity we call what is the mindful eating or the nourishing correctly. First, again, I would like to ask anyone have a phone, please turn it off or switch it to the airplane mode. Remember, this is the most important, right? Especially when you're eating or drinking. Okay, you should not have your phone with the signal around you. We will explain that later on. And secondly, again, please sit upright, balancing your body, your head, neck, and spine upright, straight, relaxingly, and perpendicular to the ground. Come back to your breathing. And bring your mind back to your body fully, 100%. Homage to all the Buddha. I'm taking refuge in the Buddha. What that mean? That mean I try to live in awakened state, be fully mindful with all our activity in the daily life. Homage all to the Dharma. I'm taking refuge to the Dharma. What that really mean? That means I learn how to apply the law of the nature or the Buddha teaching in our daily life, especially the impermanent, everything changing continually. Learn to observe our body to know how everything changing, moving all the time outside and inside our body. From the ground level to the subtle level. Homage to the Sangha. I'm taking refuge in the Sangha. What does it mean? I learn how to observe our body and mind. Let our body and mind harmony all together, purify our body and mind, and make the benefit out of that living. The Buddha taught us how to eat in mindfulness, eating in such a way so we can nourish both body and mind, myself, the community, the Sangha, and the environment. Brother and sister, when you hear the sound of bell, bring your food, your lungs in front of you so you can practice the contemplation. This food is the gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, numerous living beings, and much more loving world. May we eat in mindfulness and with gratitude so that to deserve to receive it. May we recognize and transform our unwholesome mental formation, especially our greed, and learn to eat with moderation. Learn to eat in mindfulness and change the habit of eating in fasting way. We accept this food to nourish and healing our body, mind, reduce the suffering of our living being, protect our planet, and revert the process human pollution and environmental pollution. We use this food to nourish our body and mind, build up the happy family, strong Sangha, community, and the ideal of serving all living beings. Alright, now you open cap and we take the three first small bites. The first one, we vow not to do the unwholesome thing. The second bite, we vow to do all the good things. The third bite, we vow to purify our mind. Sentient beings are numerous, we vow to say them all. Afflictions are uncountable, we vow to end them all. Dharma door innumerate, we vow to learn them all. And the Buddhahood is unsurpassable, we vow to attain it. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings share our merits of practice. May all beings learn the true Dharma. May all beings be liberated from suffering and the birth and death cycle. May all beings be enlightened, enlightened, enlightened. All right. So today we will learn to nourish in the correct way. And we already know that our life usually out of balance. In the old time, the Buddha and the Sangha usually have the main meal at noontime, because this is the time when the sun at the highest level, the energy at the strongest point, and at the very balanced state in the universe. So if we nourish our body at this time, not only the body and the mind will be nourished, will be reset at the balanced state, not only it harmony in our body and mind, it will harmony with the whole universe at the positive, the most positive energy, the highest state of balancing in our body and in the universe. That's why you see this day, the Thai, the Buddha and the Sangha usually have the main meal at lunch time. Secondly, we already learned that we have four different levels of the body, so that's why we need to know how to nourish every single level of the body. Usually, we just concentrate on the very low level of the nutrition, the solid level. But we may have a much, much more level of energy than that. That means the sensible, the mental, and the spiritual level. Start from today, we will learn how to use it correctly by mindfully absorb not only the solid, the physical level of the food. We have to have the capacity how to identify, how to absorb and take all different flavor, different color, and different activity of different vegetable in the juice, so it can help to rebalance our body and mind. And also, not only the physical level, we set up, we start with the balancing upright state, our mind also be very peaceful and harmoniously with our body. So when you bring, when you lift up your body, you will see it have a many different layer in there. So you have to close the lid, and once in a while you turn it around so you can mix it, okay, completely, totally in the harmonious state. Look like that's why you see in the old time, okay, when the Buddha, after the arm round, they will mix all together. It have many different application in that, but once that located, let it all get together, not differentiate, not like this one, don't like the other one, and also to get the body have easy sense of harmony when all the foot in the arm round in the bowl, okay, mix all together, all right? And then you know that our mouth is the first gate of immigration. It receives all the external food, right? That means all the external information. This is the first border. If we cannot control carefully in here, look like when we get into America, right? The immigration gate. It is very important. It's not only to connect to the what we call the security, the national security. It connects to the healthcare. It connects to the education. It connects to the economic. It connects to all different systems, even though it connects to the social security system. Anyone have the SSI, if you go out more than 28 days, they report and they cut. If you have SSI, but you go out less than 28 days, but you go out twice a year, after 2 or 3 years, they ask, okay, you have SSI, where the money, you go out. You see? So it connects the immigration, where it connects to all the different the ministry, all direction in our society. So the same thing in here. This will connect to all the our organ and system. So if we're not really mindful here, it don't have enough information to direct on the other system and the organ in our body to work properly. And then we will learn later on that in our body, we have 12 different main organs and 12 different channel system in our body. To balance each pair, that means we have a total 6 pair of the organ and the system in our body. So in the nature, it have a 6 main color and the flavor to help to nourish and rebalance that. First, it is sweet, right? Salty, salty, and pungent, bitter, sweet, sour, salty, pungent, bitter, and spicy. 6 flavor, 6 main flavor to nourish and rebalance 6 pair of organ and 6 pair of system in our body. So today, so at least we be mindful so we can get all the flavor in the juice. Right? If we're not mindful, we may like this one, and you can feel that flavor only. And the one you don't like, or the one you're not really mindful, you miss that one. And so it don't have enough information to rebalance the organ and the system in our body. So that's why you see this is the immigration gate, and this is the headquarter, right? It's very close. It the smell, the taste, right? So, and the color, we look through the eye, the smell, we sniff through the nose, the taste, it gets through the tongue. Here, the red color is the major one, so that's why, okay, you can see the red easy. But how can we identify the other one? By the flavor, right? By the flavor and by the taste. That's why we need to be very mindful, okay? Once in a while, you close it and you mix it, and you put small sip on your tongue, leave it there for about 3 or 5 seconds, and then after that, we squeeze it around, we chew 50 times, and then we leave it again about 3 to 5 seconds before we swallow. The 3 to 5 seconds before we swallow and after we swallow. Why is that? To help when we just put it in there, okay, it gets the basic flavor and the taste is reported to the headquarters. after 50 times of choosing, right, the chemical reaction, the biochemical reaction with our saliva is all the digestive fluid, right? And normally when we have the solid food, it has to crush it out. So it releases the nutrition in the food. It interacts with all the body fluid. So we have to leave 3 to 5 seconds. So it will compare the first one with the second one and it reports to the headquarters. Each time we're doing that, it will compare the first one to the second one to the third one. So if it's missing anyone, or it can correct right away. You see? And from that, it will send a signal down here. Because if it not do it correctly, it's missing some information and it's not discovered, it's not find out right away at this level. And then we had a problem when it goes so deep down here. So that's why the 3 or 5 seconds before we chew and after we chew, it's very important, right? Try to be mindful, and you have about 35 to 40 minutes to finish our lunch, right?